argue the abortion thing the same way. I think we have a Planned Parenthood around here.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a 6-month-old fetus and a year-old baby?
Ooh, that would change the argument. Say, okay, let's allow abortion up to 6 months. So if you don't like the baby after you tried it, take it back. They'll
just yeah, I think we should go up to 2 years, and then you can still knock them in the head.
Oh, man. Well.
How vulgar does that sound? See, how horrible. People just cringed when they just heard me say that. But what is the difference? We're changing the debate. If a woman's 6 months along, that baby will live.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a center line. They draw a line on the tummy, a little bit of iodine, and that kid's out of there in 30 seconds. So the difference between that 6-month-old fetus is a 30-second procedure, and that year-old baby, what is the difference there?
Well, you're right. There are Democrats who are defending the right to kill a viable baby.
There's only a year, what, how you want to do the math, depending on the birth date of the C-section baby.
Yeah.
The only difference is a year. The only difference is a year
well,
and a razor blade.
I wonder how that would work. I think this is something to think about. Rather than arguing against the incremental change, argue the big picture.
Yeah, we come at it from the wrong position. And all of a sudden, I personally think, because no one is, could you imagine a Republican candidate standing up there and saying, yeah, I think we ought to knock them in the head when they're 2 years old. Here we'll find out they're autistic. If they have learning disabilities, whatever the case may be, because there is no difference. But we let them define the debate in saying that, well, it's a fetus, it's a 6-month-old fetus or what have you, and we allow them to define the debate rather than saying, you know, we're going to do, well, with Obamacare, we haven't even got to the guts of Obamacare on amniocentesis and the testing for that and what's going to happen here in about 3 more years when the rest of this Obamacare kicks in. You're going to find out that when you have an amniocentesis and it shows that there's something wrong with that kid, you're not going to get funding. You're not going to get your insurance. You're going to have a problem there. But we haven't even got to the vulgarity of that debate.
Oh, boy. I know there's dark things down around the corner on Obamacare yet we have not talked about. But I like your idea. I don't know how it would work out in practice, but thank you for giving us something to think about.
Well, like I say, the conservatives don't have the guts to talk that way. It's a fact. What is the difference? I challenge somebody to tell me the difference between that 6-month fetus and a 1-year kid, other than the timeline. The date, the age of that child is the only difference.
Yes, we have drawn an arbitrary line at the moment of birth because that was done 1,000 years ago. Everybody kind of knows when that is. But now that we have the ability to keep a child alive after 6 months, like you say, now they have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I would think, endowed by their creator with that. What's the difference between killing that child in the womb and killing them outside the womb?